not surprised because of the fact that, you know, it was the same old process. The behind closed doors, good old boy network type of situation that has in the past continuously justified these murders of African teenagers in the city of St. Petersburg. We're not surprised because, you know, they refuse to do a transparent process as we have been calling for.
And part of the memorandum says that Dawson pointed his gun at Nemeth and then pointed the gun at the crowd before he fired one round. Did the forensic results find residue on Javon Dawson's hands?
No. The thing is, they didn't find a gun on him. They didn't find any residue on his hand. And the reality is, the only person who says that they saw Javon Dawson with a gun is the guy who killed him. So it's ridiculous, and it's clear that it's just a continuing a cover-up that we're seeing here.
Another part of the memo says that while running away, Dawson looked over his right shoulder. He raised the firearm and pointed it at Nemeth a second time. Then Nemeth fired a shot. Dawson flinched, continued running, and then raised his gun again. And then Nemeth fired a second time. What's your reaction to that sequence of events?
Well, I mean, that's the story that they're telling now. And the different stories that we've heard from the night that it happened up till now, we've heard different stories from the police department as to what happened there. But the one thing that we are clear about is that all these stories that they're telling can't be true. And the reality is they shot Javon Dawson in the back. Terrence Nemeth shot into a crowd of kids, you know, at a graduation party, and hit, you know, Javon Dawson in the back twice. So that's the thing that we know is clear, and that we know it's unjust, you know. And no matter how many stories they come up with, no matter how many different versions they hit us with, we know the reality is that they shot that young boy in the back, and there's nothing justified about that.
And what's your next step? Anything else planned for this?
Well, we're going to continue to struggle for justice as we see it. It's like I said, it's not a surprise for us that the police department has justified themselves again in the murder of a African child. But the thing is, we're going to continue the work that we've been doing in organizing in the community, helping people in the community to understand what did happen. And there'll be more discussion in the committee, the Justice for Javon Dawson committee, in terms of what particular actions are up next. But I can tell you that the struggle for justice for Javon Dawson is not over. We cannot stand by and allow these attacks on our community to continue, because if we do, then Javon Dawson will not be the last.